Hello and welcome back to the Dream On Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer, and this is Season 2, Episode 12. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk about something that I've been wanting to talk about for a while, but I really needed to remember more dreams to do it, and that's why it was good that I recently recorded the Dream Journal number 2 episode, because that really helped me remember some of the places I used to visit more often in my dreams. And it made me consider the places that I visit in more recent times. So what's interesting that I have always thought about my dreams, not really always, because it used to be more prevalent when I was younger. But a lot of places in my dreams, and I'm sure in yours too, are the same as they are in previous dreams, and they are in future dreams. Like, I visit the same places in dreams that exist only in dreams. So they're not real places, even if they're named after real places. And of course, in that case, I'm referring to Dream San Francisco, which for me is a huge deal in my dreams, even though in real life I don't really go there ever, even though I live pretty close. Because it's a dirty place and I don't want to go there. It's also very unsafe. So, but in my dreams, San Francisco is this awesome place, and it looks completely different than it does in real life. And the Golden Gate Bridge is so wonky in my dreams. I don't know if it exists. I don't know if I would even classify the bridge I use as the Golden Gate. Places in dreams for me, I've just always, when I was younger, right, even before I started writing down my dreams, I noticed that there were places in my dreams that appeared, you know, in dream after dream, and it was the same place, even though it wasn't a place that was real. And that fascinated me. I can still remember so vividly that in my mind, I actively tried to map out, my dream world, because it was so small that I could probably draw it on a piece of paper. There was one specific wheat field that I had so many dreams that took place in. And it wasn't a horror movie wheat field. It was more maybe something that you'd see in a Jane Austen novel. It was in the countryside, and there was a little dirt road. Or maybe it would be in Anne of Green Gables, right? It was just this really pretty golden wheat field, and the sun was always shining, and it was always golden hour, and it was just so beautiful. And I had so many dreams that took place there, or that I passed through there to get to somewhere else in my dreams. And that place, even though I haven't been there now for years in dreams, I know exactly what it was like, because I went there so often. And in dreams, there are recurring places as much as there are recurring characters. And even though they're places that exist only in your mind, just like the characters, they're still such a huge deal, because they're places that you created from nothing and that you can know so well as a real location. My dream is San Francisco. Let me just describe it for you, because this place has probably been in, I don't even know how many dreams. It's probably in at least 4 that are written down in my journals. But I'm sure that it's been in others that I've just forgotten, or that maybe I didn't write down because they were so short or so boring or whatever. But Dream San Francisco. In most of the dreams that I have where I'm going there, the dream often starts with me going there. So the dream will actually begin with me driving, or with someone else driving. And I'm in a car on a bridge on my way to San Francisco. And in these dreams, the bridge, which should be the Golden Gate, is not the Golden Gate. It's this huge, massive gray bridge with all these steel cables, and it's hundreds of feet tall. And I don't mean the road is hundreds of feet tall. I mean the top of the bridge is hundreds of feet tall. So there, it's an art installment, basically, that all of these metal cables are running up hundreds of feet into the air. And so it's a unique feature in the dream, for sure. But that's just on the way. So you get to Dream San Francisco from this bridge, and on your left, you will see the San Francisco airport. And on your right, you'll see docks. And you can't go too far out into the ocean from the docks without hitting a series of small, like, wetland islands. And mermaids live over there, so you need to be careful because the mermaids will kill you. And then if you go into San Francisco, much like the real San Francisco, the streets are very steep and it's very full of people. Lots of cars everywhere, but at the same time, the roads are not busy, unlike the real San Francisco. So you don't have to be scared of, like, people killing you because they're turning around a corner too fast, unlike in the real place, which is a scary place to drive. I will not drive there. I refuse to do that. You know, all the roads are the same. There are still a lot of, like, you know, old-timey looking buildings. Just like a cool place overall. The vibe is very cool. There's one specific main street that has, like, a lot of shops and a lot of glass windows and a lot of foot traffic. And there's, like, a library and there's a candy store and just, like, all these specific places that I visited in multiple dreams that totally exist. It's like it's a real place. And then if you go past, like, this district, you'll find the San Francisco Central Park, which is not a place that exists in the real San Francisco, but it's in this one. And it's, like, all these hills and trees. And weirdly enough, in one specific dream that I had, in one specific dream that I had, I went to the middle of the park at night and there was, like, a donkey there for some reason in a pen. And there was a guy out there feeding the donkey. And just dream San Francisco for some reason. I've been there a lot of times and it's really a place that stands out for me when I think about recurring places. I think about dream San Francisco and I think about that wheat field. And then so dream San Francisco is, like, a recent location. That's not a place that I've always had featured in dreams. Although San Francisco has always been, like, a big deal in dreams overall. It's just that it hasn't always looked like it does now. It's, you know, it's been, like, a feature in dreams, but it hasn't always looked so similar, I guess, between dreams. It's like all of a sudden it's become solidified as, like, what it wants to be. But going back to earlier dreams, like when I had, like, the wheat field thing, and I'm talking, like, really early dreams, like, this is, like, third through fifth grade. That's what I'm talking about. So I was small. I'm like, I was, like, 4 feet tall. And in my mind, I had this just, like, insanely detailed idea of, like, what my dream world looked like. Because in the dreams, right, the reason I knew in my mind where everything was because in my dreams, I would travel between these places in the dream. And so I would have to pass through, like, the wheat field or, like, this specific manor that was there. So if I had to draw it out on the map, the wheat field would probably be in the middle of the map. And then at the top left of the map, if you're looking down at it on the paper, there's this manor. And it's, like, this huge estate. They have all of these big, what are they called? It's, like, is it topiary that I'm thinking of? I don't know if that's the correct word. But it's, like, all these bushes that are shaped in, like, these cool shapes. You know, there's, like, a lot of rectangular ones along the pathways. And they have all these water features running around the property. And it's just this big, beautiful house, essentially, this big estate. And I went there in a lot of dreams. And to get there, I would have to go through the same wheat field. And then if you look at, like, the top right of the map, you would see Costco, hilariously enough. And Costco was actually another, it was like, if right now San Francisco is a big deal in my dreams, back then Costco was the San Francisco of my dreams. Like, I had so many dreams where I was in Costco and something insane would be happening. Like, I had this one dream where I was at Costco, and the whole dream I was being chased by Darth Vader, who was trying to kill me. And I had to like go through all these like little tunnels of like all the big shelves. And just like, if you've never been to Costco, you really need to look up a photo of the inside of Costco. It's just this huge warehouse store, and they have all the items shelved on these really tall shelves, and the ceiling is so high, and the floors are just concrete. Like, it's such a, because it's a warehouse building, so the space is so cold and just like industrial. And I had so many dreams that took place in there, being killed by Darth Vader or like outrunning other people. Like Costco was really a place of action, essentially, in my dreams. It was very, very much a scary place. Even though I wasn't like super afraid, because in a lot of the dreams I remember I was lucid, so I was really just going with the story, which has not changed much. I still do that just as much. So, you know, I think of Costco, I think of that wheat field, just a lot of places that I used to go all the time. And now I have San Francisco, and I'm sure there are other, oh my gosh, see, I just remembered the other one. Okay. So first I had Costco, and I had the manor, and I had the wheat field. And then if you skip ahead a little bit in time, there was this specific building, and it was always some sort of restaurant or bar. And I would say that it only fell out of, like, I don't know how to say, like, dream popularity, I guess, recently. Like, I haven't had a dream with this building in a while, but it wasn't that long ago that I did. So probably like a year or two ago was the last time I had a dream about it. But I used to end up here all the time at the end of dreams for some reason. Like, I would go there at the end normally as the dream was falling apart. Like, it was almost like an ending spot for some reason. And I would be like sitting on the dock looking out at the ocean, because this building is, I don't know if it's floating or if it's built on stilts, but it is literally on top of the water of the ocean. And it's this ultra modern, like, you know, like industrial loft style. That's the style of this building. So inside you've got like pendant lights, and then you've got like the steel countertop, brick wall, and then like wood pillars, and just like such a cool space. And it had floor to ceiling glass windows looking out at the ocean. And I went to this building during the day and at nighttime, and sometimes it was like raining, and I don't even know what the shoreline looked like next to this place, but I know that the building itself was just so cool. And I met, like, randomly enough, I met like so many characters from books I read at this place. Like, it's just, it was such a cool location, and it was so amazing there. And I don't even know, like, I can't even recall ever going into the building. Like, I think I ate on their patio one time, and they had like wrought iron railing looking out at the ocean, but for some reason I always wanted to be outside here. Just, oh my gosh, it was beautiful. I love that place. 10 out of 10 would go back. But like, for some reason in dreams we have places and people that that they are there again and again, even though they're not real places or real people. And why? Like, I don't know if it's to add an element of comfort to certain dreams because you're like, oh, I've been here before, which is totally possible. Or it might just be like straight up recycling, like, oh, well, you know, I liked this place last time, so let's put it in the dream again. Or it could just be, I mean, I don't know. It's just, there are so many different options for why this could happen. It could also be just like a place that you've imagined before. So like maybe while you're watching a movie or like reading a book and there's a location in the story, you might end up taking it and using it for yourself. Maybe just tweaking it so you don't recognize it. Like, it could be almost like an easy way out of rendering something like that, which that would not surprise me. I can totally see that happening. But I just think it's cool that we have stuff like that. That's like, it, you know, it's there again and again, and it's almost like it's a real place, even though it's not. Like, that's just how powerful your brain is, that like you can recreate things in dreams again and again, even though when you wake up it's not as clear as it was, but then you go back and you know that everything's exactly the same as it was. So somewhere in your mind, that is a real place. It's just stored somewhere. Like, I don't even understand how that works. We don't know anything about the human brain. We have no idea how that works, but it does, because you can go back to the same places in your dreams again and again. And that's so cool. It's so cool that you can do that. And I also think that this specific topic really highlights just like, I don't know. I mean, I know what I'm trying to say, but I don't want to say it in like a bragging sense, because it's not a brag. It's just like, it's interesting to see the change in my dreams specifically, because when I was a kid, my dreams happened in such a small area. Like, the scale of places that I went was really small. And so like this one specific dream I had, it was actually later. I think this one was in middle school. I believe it was seventh grade. I had this one specific dream where I went to a school, and I know for a fact that it was right off the wheat field that I went to all the time. Like, it was so close. And I just think it's weird that all of my dreams took place in such a small area, but it was also so comforting for me that, like, when I would lucid dream, I always knew exactly where I was, and I always knew how to get to Costco and how to get to that manor. Like, I could walk you through the wheat field, and I could walk you down those country roads and tell you exactly where we were going to go. Like, that's such a weird phenomenon that I could map it out for you. Like, I just did. I could tell you where everything was. And even though I don't go to those places in my mind anymore, like, obviously they still exist because I remember them, and dreams are immaterial. So as long as I remember it, it still exists. So, wow. It's just so weird. And it's something I've been wanting to talk about for a while, because Dream San Francisco has been in so many of my dreams, even if it's just for a split second, like where I'm in the San Francisco airport and then we take off and I look down and I'm like, hold up, that's not the real San Francisco. And I recognize it as the fake San Francisco from my dreams. Like, it's just, it's so cool. I don't even know, like, I don't have any specific insight. I just think it's weird and I think it's cool. And if you have any specific places in your dreams that exist apart from reality, like, first of all, try to map those out, because that would be super cool. But also, like, let me know, because I want to hear about them. Like, it's, oh my gosh. While we're here talking about this, I took a short break because I was trying to think if there were any other locations that really stood out to me as places that I've been before, like, a lot of times. And in recent years, I think San Francisco is like the major one. I'm sure, like, I'm certain that there are other places. I know there are, but I haven't been there recently. And they aren't like standing out for me at the moment, so they must not be that important to me. But I do think, and I just realized this like a moment ago, I think that maybe one of the reasons that I remember all of these places so well is because since I've had so many dreams there, like, I think that I've probably ended a lot of dreams in these locations. And for me to end a dream, most of the time I end up falling asleep, and it's not like, sometimes it's on purpose because I like accept it, but other times, like, I basically just pass out in the dream. So sometimes, you know, I lay down and I purposefully like go to sleep because I'm just so dead tired. But other times, like, I fight it, and that's when you get like the dizziness of an unstable dream, and you get like the saturated colors and everything gets all blurry, and you're like, and you're like dying because it's so disorienting. But like that moment of like me having to go to sleep, I imagine that these are all places that I've had to sleep in before in dreams. And so maybe I feel like safe there. Like, I know for what, like, with 100% certainty, I'm sure that at the like bar place that I was talking about, on like right on the water, that place, oh my gosh, like thinking about it now, that's probably one of my favorite places in my dreams. Like I've had so many good conversations, like on the dock right there. And I can remember going to sleep out there. Like, I'm sure that that's like a place that I feel safe in dreams. And it's just like a place that's so familiar to me. And I'm sure that that's part of why I remember it so vividly, because I've thought about it so many times, even in the dream. Like, I'm like, yeah, this is a good spot for me to lay down and pass out because the dream is ending and it's time to go to sleep. So, you know, maybe that's a reason that it stands out for me so much in my mind. And just like the warm glow coming from inside the windows and the rain coming down and just, oh, it's so nice. I love it there. This completely fake place where I have talked with completely fake people. This is a topic I wanted to address for a while. And even though the episode is pretty darn short, it's like, this is like my minimum length for an episode. I think that it gets the job done because this is an episode I did need to address. Like, if you are an artist or you're just writing down, you know, your dreams in your journal, like, pay attention to these recurring places because, wow, I love them. You could find some really cool spots in your dreams and then you might end up going back again and again, you know, over and over. And it's not even like a choice you make. You just end up there in another dream and there you are. And it's the same spot that you were like a month ago. And then you're in the dream and you're like, hold up, wasn't I here before? And you were there before. So now I will say goodbye to everyone, bid you adieu, and I will see you all in the next episode. Thank you and dream on.